Lekut Teira, Tzav, page 34, bottom of the first column, Eis Dalet. The Alter Rebbe explains the difference between Kriyas Yamsuf and Mashiach, Vika L'Shivan Necholim. So by Kriyas Yamsuf was Malchus Datzilis, because normally from Atzilis into Bria, there was this concealment, and then that concealment came off, so Atzilis came into Bria. But L'Asid Lavei, it's seven, because that's obviously the Maris, which is the level of Atzilus. And because it's the level of Atzilus, it's from higher to Keser Tatzilus, from Keser Tatzilus, and therefore the Nahad, which is the level of Chachma, that's where the split, and therefore the revelation came from Keser into Atzilus. Okay, so he says now, and he says that's the whole Yeruch HaLekim Rachavet, so Pnei Amayim, the level of Mashiach. So that's what I explained before, that this Hikal of Shiva Necholim is the Gili of Pnimius HaTeira. In other words, in order to have the revelation of regular Teira, you needed Kriyas Yamsuf. To have the Gili of Pnimius HaTeira, then you need also the level of Hikal of Shiva Necholim. So he says, we'll understand based on what it says in the Pasuk Vayashkim, Lavan Babakin. So it says over there, Shemidot says, Shel Yaakov Avinu Olav HaShalom. Hobachin Yitzrach, Mimol Yenim Teferes Datzilus. What is the attribute of Yaakov? Avram is Chesed, Yitzhak Gedvura, and Yaakov is Teferes, which is Rachmim. So Yaakov is Teferes of Atzilus. Hanafilu Kolo Eilim is a Yenim. Shaykh Menev, Hobachin Yitzrach Monus, even and the higher level is interesting. The Alter Rebbe mentioned, what's normally Rachmanis? You have pity on somebody. They're down and out, and you have pity on them. Right? You have Rachmanis. You don't have to have Rachmanis on somebody who's doing well. Right? Rachmanis is on somebody who's down and out. L'cheira, how do you have Rachmanis in Atzilus? Atzilus is not down and out. He says, because even afilu alayim etzayenim shaykh v'nefil b'chinis rachmonis. And the madregas ha-shvatim yetzirach Yaakov. Hem b'madregas shalamat mimenu. Which is even lower. So what rachmonis are we talking about? Le'er rachmim rabim. To wake in mersal nitzis alukus. Hasher b'nafshei. And the spark of alukus. Which rests on his nafesh. Ech shiyor deployim. The way it comes down in wonder, it's like, this is a quote from Tanya. The Rachmanis is the Neshama comes from the loftiest places all the way down to the lowest of the lowest places. So therefore you need to have Rachmanis underneath the of the Neshama in you. Because Rachmanis is based on the Das. Based on how much you understand the person's needs, that's how much you have Rachmanis on him. If you don't understand their needs, you don't have Das, understanding their needs, why would you have Rachmanis on them? Even from where we can understand. Now we can understand why by Kriyas Yamsuf there had to be 12 channels for the 12 Shvatim. What's the Rachmanis of the Shvatim? Of the Neshama coming into the body. That in the world of Asiya, where the Neshama comes into the body, is very great. By the way, the Neshama comes into the body, that's the lowest of the low. In the higher worlds, the way the Neshama is in the higher worlds, there's no Rachmanis on him, because the Neshama still feels Elokus. Aval osid, she is dachich elam asiyah. But osid, love it. When the world of asiyah will become refined, v'nig l'kveid Hashem, and the glory of Hashem will be revealed. She agili ba'asiyah k'mei l'maylam. What happened, osid, love it? He said, highest and lowest are equal. That means, now, asiyah is lower. So therefore, there's Rachmanis and the Neshama coming so all the way down into Asiya. Right? When the Neshama comes into Asiya. That's why, where does the Yaakov is at? A bit of Rachmanis. So the Shvatim are the level of Rachmanis, right? The level of Rachmanis and of Yaakov. Im Kain Ozlishaych Rachmanis Zu Ayyidid Basiya Yesh Mibriya. So he says like this, There's no more rachmanis. Because the lowest world and the highest world are all the same. So there's no lower and there's no higher. Gimel rachman is shalav is atzman. Shafil al eilu soyenim shach neifel b'chinis rachmanis. He said like this. What's the loss of loving? To have to say that the neshama came down to asiya, and that's the rachmanis you need to have on the neshama, he said, that's not rachmanis, loss of loving. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, that level is going to be asiya and atzilas, so they're the same. What's the rachmanis, loss of loving? The rachmanis, loss of loving, is even an atzilas, because atzilas, it's still a world. Yeah, Atzilus and Asiya are going to be equal. But even Atzilus is a descent. Vine kmei shebesodos adolesato shor achmonis ha-shvatim. Joseph, through awakening from below, having rachmonis and the shvatim. Mamshich imesodos adolela. Rachmim shalamayla yesed. You awaken rachmim from above, meaning, just like you have rachmonis down here, awakens rachmonis above. Hashavit shall Elon, the branch of a tree. So when you bend it down, as I nim gam kola Elon atzmi. When you bend down a branch, it's not only the branch going down; the whole tree goes down. You bend the whole tree. By the way, that's what he says. Interesting. Shavit is a soft branch. Mat is a hard branch. But shavit is a... So when you pull down the shavit, the branch, the whole tree goes down. Therefore, when you bring down Elokus, you bring down all of Elokus. When you drag down Elokus into the world, so you're actually dragging all of Elokus into the world. Which is the level Amshach is Chachmila. Then you bring down this level of Chachma. Shaliyes Amshach is Atayra. Aydei b'chinas Rachm the Yaakov or Kamen. Like he says later, what brings down Elokus is Tayra. So Kachla also Lavi. Aydei Gil Rachman is Shalavis Atam of Chol Neshamis Yisrael by awakening the Rachmanis of the Ovis. Not of the Shvatim, of the Ovis, Yamshich Haidei Zeh, Yisroel Tzedalei L'Bechinus Rachmim Gedalim of Adich Anpin, which is even higher than Chesed and Gvor, Tveres of Atzilus. So he says like this, there's one level of Rachmanis that you're awakening the fact that the Shvatim come down. Yeah, that's one level of Rachmanis. Lost in love with the Rachmanis is that the Ovis, even Atzilus, is a descent. So what does that Rachmanis bring down? A higher level. Rachmanis on the Shvatim reveals the level of Atzilus. Rachmanis on the Ovis brings down Kesed, Arich Anpin. Ukameshe Kozik, the Pasuk says, Uverachmim Gedele Makatech, Akapsech, with great mercy I'll gather you, and it says, Chasti Mi'itech L'Yomush. That my chesed from Hashem says, my chesed from you will never leave. Chaz di daik vayidei zayum shechiz galus penimis hatera, which is meichin stima shalom ma'ale min chochma datzil, which is the chochma of chesed, which is higher than chochma of atzilus.
Is this one reason why in Shemoneh Esrei we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei
Yitzchak? No, we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov.
Yeah.
No.
Is this the one reason because of the rachmanut of the avot?
Okay. He says, by Kriyas Yam Suf, okay, it was the level of Yud Beis Gzorim, the Yud Beis channel, which is the Shvatim. So you're bringing down Atzilus into Bria, right?
Yes.
Now, La'asa Lovai, the Rachmanis is not going to be on the fact that the Neshamas of the Shvatim fell into Bria, Tzir, and Asiya. Because in La'asa Lovai, Asiya and Atzilus are equal. What's the Rachmanis La'asud Lavei? That Atzilus is still a world versus above worlds. So what does that Rachmanis awaken? The level of Kesed, higher than world, in Tatzilus. And therefore, La'asud Lavei is the Gilat Pnimit Sateira, which is hidden, Seydus Sateira. And therefore, it went into 7, which is the Aviz, versus 12, which is the Shvatim. So he says, "Vapize yesh lahovin mashaam razal eitzadas chita haisa." The Gemara says, "What was the eitzadas? What fruit was it?" So from all the Torah perspectives, it wasn't an apple. It was an esrig. It was a fig. It was a chita. So, okay, but he says like this: "Vakasha the makamachem avoid chet equals chabez eisis atayd chita mean." Chita, 8, 9, and 5 equals 22. So chita, that's why Torah is called lechem, because chita is the 22 letters of Torah. So the question is, Torah is so great, how do you say the Eitz Hadas was Torah, chita? Chita is very low. Ve'ech nikre Eitz Hadas. So he says, ach inkem of a makom achen. But the Indian, like explained somewhere else, B'shoshik dimi so nasil in Ishma. So it says over there like this: Torah shebiksav is Eitzer Chaim, and Torah shebal peh is called in Zay Ilana de Tevera. Okay, so it says like this: in Kabbalah there are two trees, right? Torah is b'chal Eitz Chaim hila machzikim ba. So the Torah is Eitzer Chaim, and there's Eitzer Das, right? Which is Chita, which is Torah. So there's two levels of Torah. Eitzer Chaim, he says, is Torah Shebiksav. And Eitzer Das Tevera is a level of Torah Shebapa. And he said right away, V'leishi chasu shom Eitzer Das Tevera. You can't say Torah is Ra. Ki Torah Shebapa is Malchus Datsilus. So what does it mean that Torah is Eitzer Das Tevera? Adolatzalemeh shemislabesh is levade Eitzer Das Tevera she klipitz nega. What's the whole thing of Torah? Torah mitzvahs is to elevate klipa snega, which is still klipa. So Torah shebal peh, which by the way explains how to do the mitzvah, what to do, how to do, when to do, and all that, that is dealing with klipa snega. Therefore, Torah shebal peh is called Eitz Hadas Tevera. Ogemesh shekot nam is bar barich singas akay rai mam ne bar mam meskel yisol. And he said, "V'negam b'Torah shebiksav k'siv b'shivri lochem mati lechem." When you're it's in the teichacha, mati lechem is Eitzer Chaim. Mati lechem, like we said, is Torah shebiksav, the 22 letters of Torah chita, right? That's Torah shebiksav. Well, b'shvir is luchas adishenis, and when the first level of the first luchas broke, nishtal shavnislav shebedvarim gashmim. Then. Because it says like this, the Medrash says, if we only had the first Luchas, we would have Torah and part of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Now that we have the second Luchas, we have Torah Shemksav, Torah Shemal Peh, the whole spiel. He says, Ha'inushay, kol Torah Shemal Peh, Mekabal, Metorah Shemksav. Because Torah Shemksav is a Mashpia, and Torah Shemal Peh is receiving from Torah Shemksav what to do. V'ibir appears Torah Shebiksav. Lochein, Adam Arishin, Lifnei HaChet, before Adam Arishin sinned, Hoya Lamayla Mechina Zu, was above this level of Birudim. Why didn't Hashem want him to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Hashem cares if he eats a fruit. Because he couldn't elevate that level of Birudim. He was too great for it. Like Meshe Rabbeinu said, Me'ayin Li Basar, right? Meshe Rabbeinu was above all this stuff. Adam Arishin was too great. And he says, the Bira Eitz Hadas Tevera says in Sefer Gagun Perikut Tes from Darizal, Sha'adam Arishin Lifnei Achet was the level of Mashiach Ulamayim Medregis Moshe. Adam Arishin before the Chet was the level of Mashiach and higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mashiach is higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Mod Shalei Hayyub Gan Eden. Where did Adam Arishin live? In Gan Eden, which was the level of Nor Yetzim Eden. Meaning, what did he have in Gan Eden? Eden Atzmei, which is Pnimis HaTeira, Sheizgal Losser Lavede Mashiach. Now, what is the concept mitzvahs b'teiros losser lavei? It doesn't mean God forbid there won't be any mitzvahs. The Avedis, now Teira mitzvahs is to be mevarid birudim of Klipas Neiga. But losser lavei, there's no Klipas Neiga. There's no Klipa B'chlal. Ruach HaTumah Avim in Adetz. So it's going to be a different level of birurim. So Adam Rishon before the Chet was above any aveda birurim. And therefore Hashem said, don't eat it because
you
can't do it. You're above it. Just like in the opposite way, food that Hashem forbids us to eat is because we can't elevate it. That's because we're not great enough. Over there, Adam Rishon is too great.
So if Adam wouldn't have eaten from, what would have been the plan for the rest of the...
If my mother-in-law had the wheel, she'd be a wagon. No, I mean, if. The whole plan was Neil Ila B'nai Adam, that he should eat it, and it should happen, and it should be Avedi Sabirudim. In other words, like this, Adam Rishon was the level of Mashiach. No Abirudim, no nothing. The problem with that is, that was what Hashem did. Hashem made that. Hashem said, that's great. You know, Elam HaMiloy, like we learned many times. But Hashem said that I make a perfect world, no big deal. That I make a perfect world that doesn't need to be refined, big deal. Hashem can do whatever he wants. Hashem says, no, I want something even better. Dira b'tachtonim, I want that you guys create this Avedas HaBirurim. Now, in order to do Birurim, you first need the Klipa. So Adam Rishon ate from this tree to cause a mixture of Tev and Ra. Like this Tev and Ra was separate. There was Tev and Ra. And that's what it says when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, the Gemara says it's going to be Kula Zaki and Kula Chayev. Either simply it means everybody guilty or everybody innocent. Somebody said he asked the Rebbe, so maybe Taki is going to be Kula Chayev. It's easier. Who says it's going to be cooler? So the Rebbe, this is what the guy said. The Rebbe said, me and Katzenobain from the Torah Kite are not going to let that happen. Okay. So the Rebbe explained once, what does it mean cooler Zaki, cooler Chayev? Simply means either everybody's going to be good or everybody's going to be bad. That's when Mashiach comes. So the Rebbe said, that's not what it means. Cooler Chayev and cooler Zaki means it's going to be clear what's good and what's bad. It's not going to be a mixture, good is bad, bad is good. You know, people today, they do bad, they think it's good, they do good, they think it's bad. It's all messed up. Yeah? So Kula Chayv and Kula Zaki means it's going to be clear. Before Eitadas, Ra was Ra, Tev is Tev, it was clear. Mashiach's coming is also going to create, it's going to be Tev and Ra, that's it. No more Avedas HaBirurim. But Hashem said, what does he want? Hashem wanted that it should be Avedas HaBirurim, because then you have the Aved of the Matter. The Aved of the Jew, and that's what Hashem wants. And that's why it's interesting. The Alter Rebbe says that Eitz Chaim writes that the Adam Rishon before the Chet was the level of Mashiach higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore he lived in Gan Eden, which is Yor Yetzim Elam, Shemachin is Eden, Asim, Pneem, Satay, Shiz, Gal, Lossel, Love, Eden, Mashiach, which is even Lamar, Shemachin is Eitz, Yisanao, which is even higher than the 22 letters of Tato. Being in the Hain of Yod El Not, he calls a Yuvan. Ing and Tnuf, Ishtey Alech, Agai B'Shnei HaKfasim, Chaga Shavuos. Therefore, what did they do? They waved two breads on top of the two sheep. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki Ishtey Alechem is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. It says in Kabbalah, why were there Ishtey Alechem? Torah is called Lechem, Luchu Lachmo B'Lachmi. Shtei Alechem is Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. That needed to be waved with the sheep. What are the sheep? Rachmim, Midas of Shel Yaakov, Shaideam Shachas Rachmim Elu, through bringing down Rachmanis on the level of Torah, Mamshich and Gilead Torah. Shebichinus Lechem. You reveal the level of Torah, which is bread, and that elevates the Midas of the Kvasim. Yaakov Avinu, what was his Aveda with Lavan over there? The Kvasim Hifrid Yaakov, with the sheep. Yeah? Because sheep is love of Rachmanis, which is the level of Yaakov. Therefore, Yaakov played with colored sticks. Or Kamesh calls Ve'esha Eschem HaKafin Nishodim, which is the level of Rachmim, Vayidei Zeh Ve'ovi Eschem Eloi, I will bring you to me. But what's Tenufa Salachim Ve'akvasim, Hanu Lahal Esatero, which is the Lechem of Chito, the kashu lechabra, but Eden's a baruch on the level of Eden or Elyon Mamish. To elevate the Torah, waving it means elevating it to a level higher than the Chav Beis Eishis HaTorah, higher than that level. Lahal is Rachmanim Mishala Ovis. to awaken the achmanis of the others. The mekayim is shashim level of rachmim god rachmim gedalim. Therefore, he says, what's the union of Torah? To awaken the achmanis of Hashem. So he said, that's why Torah has 13 midas shatayin and dreshes by him. Why does Torah have Yud Gimel midas shatayin and dreshes by him? Rabbi Shmuel Aimer. Yeah? Because Torah corresponds to Yud Gimel midas rachmim. Just like there's Yud Gimel midas rachmim, there's 13 ways of learning Torah. So he said, that's the whole Avodah of the Yid. And that's why it says, "V'zel v'herchin Hashem is l'shen Yam Mitzrayim." Hashem is going to dry up the Yam Mitzrayim, and the Radak says, "Hainu Nar Mitzrayim," which is the Nilus, and that's what Mitzvahs see and Mitzvahs Dove also say. Who what Yam Mitzrayim represents the Nilus, the Nile. V'masher kaz misham yipayd v'ayelav ben roshim shem echad pishen. Right, Nar Pras was the fourth. But one of them was Pishon, what Rashi says is Nilus Nar Mitzrayim. Okay, therefore, and so it says in the Zayar that Pishon is the Nilus. What Vehechem Hashem is Lushen Yam Mitzrayim? What's Yam Mitzrayim? The Nile. And he said, therefore, it says, Kagan Hashem Kayet Mitzrayim, the Vishal Hashem, Nimshuch Echem Midal Nahor, Sayetim Gan Eden. Why does it say Kagan Hashem? Because the one of the four rivers that came to water the Gan was in Mitzrayim, the Nilus. Pishen was the Nile. Not the Nile, the Nile. So therefore, that level, Mitzrayim, had the level of Kagan. Kagan Hashem, because it was the Gan with the Ein Hashem Ach Pishen. And then in Parshas Chayisori, the Zayar says, why does it say Shem Ha-Echad? It says Shem Echad. Ha-Echad means a special one. Miuchad Mikulam, which is unique. Of all of them, therefore, the Chachmas Mitzrayim was more than the whole world. Why did Mitzrayim have the greatest Chachma? Eden is a level of Chachma. Nor Yetzim Eden is a level of Chachma going down. Where did it go down? One of the rivers, and the unique river of them all is the Nile. So therefore, Mitzrayim had a tremendous level of Chachma.
So there's one river going into the Gan, and then four coming out? Is that what you're saying? No. Nor
Yetzim Eden, Bahashkis Sasagan, Umishab Yipalit. From the Gan, it went into four levels.
And then these four, one of them is the
Nile. Right. Which means the level of Gan, which is Teira Chachma, goes into Mitzrayim.
So the whole Mitzrayim was fed from Nile.
Yeah. Well, that was Saint Yaakov Avini. I mean, when he gave the bracha, when he came to Mitzrayim. Right. That whatever power came to the river, it overflowed.
But it's not that all the Chachma went just to the Nile. It went into only a quarter of it.
Yeah, but this came straight into the land of Mitzrayim. The Nile was in the middle of Mitzrayim.
That's why they were the Chochmah of the whole Olam, Mitzrayim.
Right.
So what happened?
Now it's the opposite.
Why is it so dumb?
Chochmah of Asilut. Chochmah of
they dried it up?
Ve'achim Hashem dried it up. Lost the lovey. There's not going to be any Chochmah there anymore. Now there isn't two either. But it's not going to be any Gilui of Elokus there. And he says, why? Okay.
Let's see.